You're tuned into Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Without further delay, let's get right to it.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and I want to welcome you to another session, another broadcast of Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. Today, I want to talk to you from my heart. I want to speak to you from a matter of heart, of my heart. I want to speak to you out of my heart for something that is very precious to me. And that is Op Faith, Operation Faith Transition, Transportation, and Redevelopment Program. It is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is one of my babies. 39 years of ministry, 10 years of pastoring, and God has been faithful. God has been awesome. And even when I wasn't doing everything exactly like I should have, and sometimes I'm still not, or even when I was doing things and didn't even know what I was doing, He was still faithful. We walk amongst people every day, day in and day out, and we never know what their life is really like. We never know who they really are. We never know truly what their background is. Even some people that we are very close with, have grown up with in some instances, we still might not know some of the things that they've experienced because they don't show their scars. I call them badges of honor. They don't show the wounds. Some because they've been taught that you're supposed to fake it till you make it. Some because they've been taught to hide everything, so they're really not even true to themselves, let alone to somebody else. Some because they're so ashamed and they've been made to feel like they're useless and their life means nothing and it matters for nothing, to where they just don't care. So they don't care what you think about them. They don't care how they present themselves. And in some cases, that's a facade. That's called a defense mechanism. I'm gonna act like I give less than a 2 cents about anybody in anything. You know, I'm hard, I'm rude, I'm disrespectful, you know, the whole nine yards. And the whole time they're screaming and hollering and crying on the inside, wishing, hoping, praying that somebody would extend a hand to help them. But it doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. Well, Op Faith supports so many of those people, from multimillionaires that have gone to rock bottom to those that are still rock bottom and those all in the middle. We support veterans and offenders and ex-offenders, those that are homeless, abused, sex trafficking, teens aging out of foster care, single parents. And the thing about offenders and ex-offenders, we help their families as well. We help feeding the homeless. We help with giving things of necessity to them, as well as to families. And we don't judge what your background is, what your educational status is, what your economic status is. None of that. Because life happens to everybody and it doesn't discriminate. So why should we? Everything that we do, everything that I do, everything that God has allowed me to do, in the early stages of it, I couldn't see myself, quote unquote, putting a price tag on anything. I just wanted to give. I just wanted to give. I just wanted to give. So I worked. I was working. And God blessed me to have jobs that were very lucrative. So I wasn't wanting for anything. So I could take care of ministry myself. I wouldn't raise offerings. No. I mean, you know, those that if they could give, they gave. If they couldn't, they couldn't. It didn't matter. I came out of pocket and took care of everything. Well, times changed and reality hit. The reality hit that when I got to the point that I couldn't go back to work because of health issues, I realized, Nathalie, you need help. And I was blessed, and I am blessed still, to have those that have come alongside to help bear up my arms so that we could do as a team effort. But we still need help. We still need your help. We still need your love, your prayers. We need your support. Although based out of Jacksonville, Florida, we are nationwide. We assist nationwide. We have a program, one mission in multiple locations. And that is simply, if you have a need in your area, and if there's anything we can do to help, we will establish an area of Op Faith in your location to help meet the need of your community. How do we do that? We do it through donations. We do it through people that have resources. Resources, you'll be surprised. Some of you even listening have properties that are just sitting up and you're paying taxes and they're just sitting up empty. We would love to come and speak with you, have a conversation with you to see how we can work something out. Because we need housing. We need housing for the teens aging out of foster care. We'll place a mentor in there where we can house the young men as well as the young ladies in there. And we don't just house them just to give them somewhere to stay. Because a lot of people don't realize once they turn 18, they are put out of the foster system. And a lot of them become homeless because they don't have anywhere else to go. So that adds to the homeless population. That adds to the streetwalkers. That adds to crime and theft. That adds to the very thing that we always say we want to cut down on. So what we do, yes, we provide housing for them, but we also provide life skills. We begin to teach them and to train them as to, first of all, how to take care of themselves hygiene-wise and resume writing and interviewing. And if they need different areas of education, we have the educational tool in place to help them. If they don't have their high school diploma, we have that in place so they can secure that. For them to secure a degree, a vocational degree, a technical degree, or an academic degree. We have that in place. We have coaches and we have mentors in place to help them. And not just the teens, that's for anybody that comes through Operation Faith, through Op Faith. We have that in place to help those that are transitioning from prison. We have tools in place to help them. But the one thing we need is housing. We need housing to bring them out because we don't want to be a halfway house. halfway out, halfway back in. We want the atmosphere of transition. Transitioning a lot of them, men and women, young and old, from being have an institutionalized mentality to realizing that they can actually live in community. There are some that come out and they point blank period can't handle it, and they deliberately do something to get locked back up. I know of a gentleman that came out and he lived across town, and when he went in, it was a 2-lane. When he came out, it was 4 lanes. He didn't know how to even cross the 4 lanes. The buses, they didn't have the ticker tape and the automated system and the voices. And he's sitting on the bus freaking out because he's hearing things and not knowing what's going on. So what did he do? He went to his parole officer, turned the desk over to make sure he could get locked back up, because there was nothing in place to help him transition from being in a controlled environment to coming into a free society, an uncontrolled environment, not knowing how to cope with life itself. You have veterans, you have those that are in military that have come out and they're in need of medical assistance and they don't have all the benefits in place. So they need help getting these things in place. It's so many different aspects. You have single parents, not just single mothers. You have single fathers with children that need help. You have families going through the pandemic that, yes, they may be working, but they're having to choose between eating and feeding their families every day or paying some of these bills so they can maintain a roof over their head. We want to do things, and we're doing things to help take some of that weight off of them. It's a saying that's so true. You can give a man a fish and he'll eat today, or you can teach a person how to fish and they can eat for tomorrow's to come. Yes, we want to help the immediate need, but we also want to position the people to be able to be self-sufficient. But we can't do it without your help. We can't do it without your help. We don't consider any donation too small, and we don't consider any donation being too large. Like I said, it's tax deductible. You can write it off. There are people, like I said, that have homes. They have resources. They have connections. They have tools that can help us be able to help others. And you can remain anonymous however you choose to do it. We need your help. Even the radio broadcast, we welcome sponsors for us to advertise your business, to bring you on and interview you and give you a platform to share what you're doing. You may be a new business. Bring you on for us to interview you, to give you an ability to share what you're doing, to get you some exposure. New authors, new ministries, those that have programs that are going forth in their various communities. Get in touch with us so that we can help, so that we can help grow each other, so that we can help. One thing I love about what God has allowed me to do is I know where I came from. I know how it feels to be ostracized. I know how it feels to be abused. I know how it feels to not be loved. I know how it feels to go through some things and no one's there to help you. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. And not only am I still here, I'm still here clothed in my right mind. I'm here with the active use of my limbs. I'm here with the heart to want to help, even though I was not helped. But I even look at that and say, if I had been helped through everything, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now. So there are times in your life that you might feel like you are at the bottom and nobody gives a rat's behind about you. Sometimes that's the best place for you to be. Because ultimately, God is going to get the glory out of it anyway. But more than that, you'll see what you have inside of you that you never knew was inside of you. You'll see how much strength you do have inside of you. Because when you look back over your life and you see where you've come from, you'll be more than happy, I pray, to help somebody else come up and come out and be successful as well. That you'll be willing to help that brother or that sister, that stranger, to come out from where they are. Life is funny. Life is funny like that. Why? I don't know, but it is. So if you're willing to help, if you want to come on, let's talk up close and personal. Contact us at 904-418-8611. Or you can go to the website. It's drnfornathaliechasetthompson.com. drnchasett.com. Reach out to us. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want to be able to partner with you in your various cities and states. We want to be able to join hand in hand, lock arm in arm, and help pull each other up, help sustain each other, to help grow each other for such a time as this. With our faith, what we do when we establish places in other locations, it's not our faith. It's a division of us. It's a branch of us, yes. But you may be hope in life. Hope in life would just be an extension of our faith, but hope in life will be the face and the name and the brand that they see, because hope in life is what they know in your area. We just want to connect with you, help you do what you do, pull it up, grow it, so that you'll know that you're not alone, and we'll work together to do this thing. One mission in multiple locations. Feeding families in multiple locations. We do something on the third Saturday where different cities and states, we all come together the same time, whether you're on different time zones or what have you, based upon that time zone. When I say the same time, we come out and we go out in the various communities, various sides of town, and we feed, we give out food. We don't want to be like everybody else and go and get stationary somewhere and give food, because we might miss a whole, we're missing a whole lot of people that would not be able to receive had we bagged the food up and lunches or breakfast or dinner, whatever it is, and be able to physically go out and just randomly give it out. And it's not just food, it's hygiene items, blankets, toothpaste, different things, water, nutritional bars, deodorant, different. It's so many different things that people donate and things that we're actually purchase that we give out. And you can, how do you find out about that? Go to OpFaith, OPFAITH.org. That's OPFAITH.org. Get in touch with us. Get in touch with us. We need your help. Like I said, this is different today. This is something that I rarely do because I'm coming out of my comfort zone. I'm coming out of my comfort zone because I can be prideful and we not be successful in the task and the assignment that God has given to me. Or I can put my pride aside because pride comes before a fall and ask for your help. So we need your help. We welcome your help. We welcome you to come alongside and walk with us. We welcome you to see firsthand what we do. We welcome you. But when I say it again, we welcome you. Yes. And the beautiful part about it is, again, I say it, we don't discriminate. We don't discriminate on your lifestyle. We don't discriminate as far as, yes, I am a firm believer in Jesus the Christ. But you might be Buddhist, atheist, Muslim, New Age, whatever. Guess what? What we're talking about can happen to anybody. So we look at the people. We don't look at where you're coming from. We don't look at your education. We don't look at your economic status. We look at the fact that we are all human beings. And we are here to help each other. We are here to help each other, not just through the pandemic, but to help each other just because we are alive. We are alive, and that's what we need to do. So, Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, let's talk up close and personal. Want to hear from you. Want to see you. Want to walk with you. Want to work with you. I want to be a help to you. We want to be a help to you. We want to meet you at the point of your need. We want to be that light at the end of the tunnel. We want to be that extension of hope. We want to be that smile that turns your life around. We want to be that welcoming arm that extended to you when nobody else would. We want to be Jesus in the flesh, the one that died for us in the earth. We want to let you know that there's hope, there's joy, there's peace, there's prosperity, there's greatness in you, and that your latter days will definitely be far better and far greater than your former days.
Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Be sure to tune in next week right here on Praise 107.9 for more raw, uncut, and to-the-point conversation. To contact Dr. Thompson, please visit LTUCNP.com or call 904-418-8611.